Blog Talk Radio.
Understand why we like it hard. You start to cry. Try all those tears that come through fear with his supply.
Hallelujah, just like the medicine. We had, I hope and pray that you had a safe and happy Father's Day for all those fathers out there and those that are no longer with us. I hope that your weekend was great, was wonderful, and I still hope that you play. I'm not going to say hope. I hope that no, I can't say that. I keep saying hope. Uh-oh. Boo-boo. Anyway, that you stay safe and you wore your mask and you kept things very well in your Father's Day weekend. Amen. Now I got that right. So still remain safe. They have a new deviant of the virus out. And it seems like certain people in certain parts of states, COVID rise is coming back up. So I know at the end of June, they're supposed to lift the mask wearing here. But I'm going to continue to wear my mask. That's my choice. That's my answer. Amen. The topic today, the Lord is our companion. In Psalms 23:4, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen, amen. Although many have repeated these words in the last hours with intense delight, they are equally applicable to agonies of spirit in the midst of life. Some of us, like Paul, die daily through a tendency to gloom of soul. Some of us have traversed the dark and dreadful defile of the shadow of death several times, and we can bear witness that the Lord alone enable us to bear up amid its wild thought, its mysterious horrors, and its terrible depressions. We have been pressed and oppressed, but yet we have lived, for we have felt the presence of the great shepherd and have been confident that his crook would prevent the foe from giving us any deadly wound. Should the present time be one darkened by the raven wings of a great sorrow, let us glorify God by a peaceful trust in him. When you read Psalms 23:4, you think that, you know, that we can't bear up to anything when we're going through something. But as you read Psalms 23:4, then you have a clarity of things. That, you know, God is going to be with you even in your sorrows, even in death, even in sickness, even no matter what you're going through, he's going to be there 24/7. Even if you're depressed, you got gloom, whatever is going on at that particular time, and you start reading Psalms 23:4. That is my word of encouragement for today. The Lord is our companion. And he would not want us to go through anything alone. So I'm saying this in Christ Jesus' name, that he's always going to be with you when you're going through, or when you're feeling ill, or when you're feeling sick. The Lord will bring you out of it, and he will let you be a conqueror of all things. That is my word for today. God bless you. Let the beginning of Monday be a blessed day of the week, and continue to let your word shine through. And do not let anyone take you off that path. I pray for these things for you in Christ Jesus' name. As to my family and your family, let God keep you protected and keep everything holy. If you have to speak of something, speak the correct words and not unruly words. Amen. Amen. Love you. I have another word for you on Wednesday. God bless you. Love you. And just like the medicine, take that medicine in good faith. Amen. Amen.